USA Radio News.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
The show that's focused on investing strategies for today's needs and tomorrow's goals. This is Bucket Strategy Investing, presented by the Wealth Advisors at Lucia Capital Group. Now, here are Johnny Dean and Rick the Professor Plum.
Yeah, we welcome you back to the program, Bucket Strategy Investing. I'm Johnny Dean, and look who's here once again, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group. Here, standing by with me, ready to take your questions, and we're going to try to help you meet all of your retirement goals. That's, of course, our goal here on this program. Now, we've got a lot of things to talk about today. Going to start things off with a little discussion on beneficiary IRAs. You might know that IRAs do have beneficiary designations. At least they're supposed to. You're supposed to designate somebody to take it over once you're gone. But where do you want that money to go once you've hit the celestial showers, huh? Well, turns out that there are different rules. Oh, that was pretty good.
Celestial showers.
Yeah, you know. Right?
Okay, good. I didn't mean to interrupt. I'm sorry.
Well, the angel of death came out to the mound and said, you're done.
Yeah. Hit the
it.
Showers, yes.
Exactly. Okay. Well, anyway, it turns out that there are different rules for spousal IRA beneficiaries as opposed to non-spouse beneficiaries. Specifically, we're going to get into some of the required minimum distributions that you may or may not have to take and how an inherited IRA should be titled. That's important. All this important stuff is just ahead. If you got a question at all for the Brain Trust, does not have to be on this. Any question at all, you just give us a call right now. 877-PLANNER. That's 877-752-6637. We do have most of the lines open right now, so get on board with the Brain Trust. Send us your emails. You go to our website, wealthed.com, at the Find Your Answer link near the top of the page, right-hand corner. Professor Plum here again today, courtesy of the advisors at Lucia Capital Group. You should know by now, you need a buckets plan. You need a strategy. You need one that's tailored specifically to meet your goals and your needs. You call Professor Plum or anyone at Lucia Capital Group at this number, 800-644-1150. Meet with an advisor. Get your strategy set up. Get it going. Everyone's situation is different, and naturally, everyone's retirement plan is also different. Once again, the number to reach them off the air, 800-644-1150. That's the number at Lucia Capital Group. On the air, 877-PLANNER. We do have room for you, 877-752-6637. So IRAs, first of all, Professor Plum, if you have one, you are supposed to, at some point, designate some type of beneficiary in case something happens to you.
And I would say that that some point is when you open the account.
I would hope so.
Designate the beneficiary. Typically, what the designations are going to look like, if you're married, your surviving spouse, your spouse is the primary beneficiary. And contingent beneficiaries, I do believe, are also important. And typically, they're going to be your kids, assuming you trust the kids to take care of the money without any controls. That's a whole nother can of worms that we can open up. But you want to have some form of a beneficiary designation. Otherwise, it doesn't happen as smoothly. Typically, people, they're looking for making the transition of their assets to their loved ones as easy as possible, not as difficult as possible. And not doing something as easy as naming a beneficiary can really make things difficult for the heirs. It just muddies the water needlessly. So make sure you do have the beneficiaries listed. Spouse, in most cases, not always, in most cases, is the primary beneficiary. Now, if you do decide to name somebody other than a spouse, if you are married, currently married, and you decide to name somebody other than your spouse as the beneficiary, you're going to have to get them to sign off on that. They're going to have to approve it, and you're probably going to, I can open up an IRA account without any kind of notary or anything like that. If you want somebody other than your spouse, your current spouse, to be the beneficiary, you got to get their signature and have that notarized.
Yeah, well, here's what happens sometimes, Professor Plum. Somebody has an IRA and they, you know, their spouse is the beneficiary. Well, their spouse dies and they say, well, I want to name somebody else. So I'll name, let's say, my kid.
All right. That's very common.
And so, or two kids or whatever. And so they figure, fine, they name them. Well, a little while later, they wind up getting married again. And all of a sudden, this new marriage, they aren't thinking about it. But once the new marriage hits,
the new paperwork.
Once the new marriage hits, what happens to the beneficiaries that they had originally designated for the IRA?
Well, on a 401k, it's automatically the new spouse, mm-hmm. even if you don't change the beneficiary.
Right.
IRAs are a little state by state, but most of them are going to say the new spouse is entitled to at least some of that money. So that's where you want to make sure you, when you get married, it's not just the marriage license you have to make sure you're dealing with. But make sure you cross the, you know, the T's and dot the I's on everything else as well.
Exactly. Okay, 877-PLANNER. We got quite a few people on hold, but we still have two lines open, 877-752-6637. Want to get to as many folks as we can here. We will get to everybody who's on hold, 877-PLANNER. Let's move along to John in Hayward, California. Hello, John.
Oh, hello there, folks. Great program.
Thank you.
I have a Social Security question. I had filed and suspended last year when I turned 66, but I wanted to start pulling Social Security this year because of some health concerns.
Okay.
Question is, do I get any kind of a lump sum, and is it better to do it online or?
You have two options.
Yeah.
You can call them and say, restart my, so you're 67 now, 67 and a half or so?
67, yeah, right.
So you say, call. You can call them and say, start my benefit now at my current age. And they'll just start sending you the check. Or you can say, start my benefit. And I want to go back to when I suspended it. So I suspended it at 66. Start my 66 benefit and send me a check for all those months that I've missed. So you can do it either way.
Okay, got it. But if I start from now, when they just send me a check going forward, will that be 8% more from last year?
Yes. So if you start now, it's a higher ongoing check than if you go back and start your 66 benefit. So you have to look at it. It's a break-even calculation. The check may be like $20,000 plus or more if you go back to 66, but then you're going to have a lower payment for the rest of your life, and ultimately, if you're married, for the rest of your spouse's life, if they are the one that's going to pick up the survivor benefit. So you have to just kind of weigh one against the other, but you have the option. Either start it now or go back, start it at the lower amount from last year, but give me a check for the months that I missed.
Got it. Super. No problem. And is it better to just, I could call them and ask them to do it, and then does it take about 3 or 4 months to start?
I don't know how long. It shouldn't take 3 or 4 months. It should take maybe a month. It depends on when your birthday is and how, you know, whether you've missed this month. It probably will start probably not in September, but probably for October for sure, I would say.
Okay, got it. No problem. Super.
Okay.
The lump sum check, if you go that option, may take a little longer.
Got it. No problem. Thank you very much, folks.
You're very welcome, John. Thank you for the call. A little different than it used to be now.
Yeah, I've never had anybody report on the time horizon of restarting a benefit at that point. When you turn 70, if you haven't automatically restarted your suspended benefit, it just kicks on, and it better be the month after you turn 70. Now, we're talking about a file and suspend. There are people out there saying, but that's no longer available. It's no longer available to anybody who's suspended after April of this year. But John suspended last year, so he's living under the old rules. He had the ability to go back and request a lump sum because he did it within the time horizon that they gave us for the old rules to remain in effect.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's changed. You know, we're still giving different pieces of advice to different people based on their age, which is why you had said that when he said he filed and suspended, he was
last
obviously
year.
At least age 67 now.
Right. Yeah, that's why he had to be 67 now. That's why I can do that kind of math.
You could do the subtract a year kind of
add
thing.
A year.
Yes. Now you could still file and suspend. There's really no reason to do it.
The only
anymore.
Reason that you can that filing suspending makes sense now is if you are on a disability or if you retired early and you have dependent children that can get a benefit. So you take an early benefit at 62, they get a benefit if they're under the age of 18 for a couple of years, and then when you turn 66. you suspend your benefit. Nobody gets a benefit from your work record now, but your benefit grows. So it goes back to, you know, like a full age 66 benefit once you get to age 70 at that point. But
yeah.
But that's about the only time you're going to deal with it.
Yeah, it's not the idea of going in and filing and then immediately suspending. Really, you could do it, but there's no point in
it. The reasons we used to do it, to allow a spouse to take a benefit, mm-hmm. to give ourselves the option to undo it, those are gone. So the only reason to do it is if you want to take it early, letting somebody... I was talking to somebody the other day who's on a disability claim, and their disability is getting to a point now where they don't think that it's going to be life-threatening, and so they think they're going to have a long life, and so they're thinking about once they get to their full retirement age and the benefit flips over from being a disability benefit over to a retirement benefit...
Then maybe they could just say, okay, I'm going to suspend it at this point.
I'm going to suspend it, let it grow until age 70. Mm-hmm. They're not going to get the 70 benefit. They'll get the 66, basically the 66 benefit at that point. But mm-hmm. they think they're going to live long enough to make that worthwhile. And in the meantime, they're going to convert a bunch of money from traditional IRA to Roth IRA.
Well, that's another part of a whole other part of the equation that's a lot of fun to deal with.
Yeah.
I know you enjoy it. Yeah. I'm sure, yeah. Once again, it's like, putting a puzzle together. Okay, let's see. We got to take a quick break. Keith, I'm going to put you next in San Jose, California. So don't go away. We're going to get to your question. We're also going to continue talking a little bit about some of these beneficiary IRAs, what to do if you are the beneficiary, if you're a spouse beneficiary, non-spouse beneficiary. It also matters to your age. If you happen to be the spouse beneficiary, as to which name. Yeah, which name you want to keep it under, perhaps. Because if you're under age 59 and a half, could be an issue if you happen to put it under your own name, especially if your spouse happened to be over age 59 and a half.
Wouldn't matter at that point.
Well,
you're gone.
But if you're used to taking the money,
you know,
you may want it. All right, 877-PLANNER. Keith, we'll get you next. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, a couple of lines open. It's Bucket Strategy Investing. We're coming right back.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
How do you know if there's more you can add to your investment strategy?
How do you know if there's more you can do?
How do you know?
How do you know how you can manage risk?
How do you know if insurance fits in your strategy?
How do you know what other investments are available?
How do you know?
Where do you go?
Where do you go?
Where do you turn to learn about financial planning?
Where can you access the information that may help you make informed decisions about investing?
Lucia Capital Group has an online resource with original programming, on-demand videos, and informative articles all designed to educate you about creating a strategy for your financial future. It's WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, not just a website, an archive of financial topics that could answer some of your most fundamental questions.
How do you know? Where do you go?
Go to WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com, a service of Lucia Capital Group, an online financial education center. Learn more. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, and affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services.
QL1, this is Control, checking in to see how excited you are for launch. Over.
Well, actually, Control, I'm kind of bored.
I think you cut out, QL1. It sounded like you said you were bored.
That's affirmative, Control.
You're about to travel 17,000 miles per hour through Earth's atmosphere, and you're bored?
It just doesn't sound that exciting after using Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. I was able to get a completely online custom mortgage approval in minutes.
All right, you cut out for sure this time. Did you say I can get a mortgage approval in minutes?
That's right, Control. Minutes. Whether you're purchasing a new house or refinancing your existing home, Rocket Mortgage securely pulls your pay stubs and bank statements to build you a custom mortgage solution so you get exactly what you want.
Wow, that is exciting.
Yep, definitely better than months of dehydrated ice cream and powdered orange drink.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at quickenloans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
In this box, we have a lidocaine pain patch. And in this box, we have what looks to be another pain patch, Blue Emu's Lidocare. Lidocare offers 4% lidocaine. It's odor-free, ultra-flexible, and it's the only non-water-based lidocaine patch. Yes, I said only. So if you'd prefer this to this, find us at Walgreens, CVS, or Amazon.
Market Strategy Investing, Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, taking your phone calls, 877-PLANNER, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. You might be wondering where you can meet the Brain Trust. Well, we'll tell you coming up here, and we'll tell you what that's all about, the workshops. That's right, back again, so stick around for more information on that. But I want to take a few more calls right now. 877-PLANNER, our number, P-L-A-N-N-E-R. Keith in San Jose, California. Thanks for hanging on, Keith. How can we help you today?
Yes, my tax guy told me my daughter, who's 8 years old, I own a pest control business, and they said that I can go ahead and put $6,500 a year to her for being on payroll to do odds and ends around the business and stuff like that. If I do that, where should I put that money to invest it for her in the future?
Well, the reason he said $5,500 was so that you would put it into a Roth IRA.
The best thing to know is she can be on payroll for up to $6,500 a year because she's under a certain amount of age and she does all odds and ends for the business.
Is she doing $6,500 worth of work?
Yeah, she washes the trucks. I have five trucks. She washes the trucks every Friday.
Nice.
Does a lot of paperwork for us.
Too. Way to go. Get them working. I like it. Yeah, so
absolutely.
As long as they're doing a reasonable amount of work for the pay you're giving them, you can pay them and they can now they have income. And now they have income to support a Roth IRA contribution of $5,500. And so
that's what we should do is put it in. I was thinking of putting it in the Roth because she can take the principal out anytime if she needs to, correct?
Right. And she can also, you know, maybe when she's 18 or 19, as much as you're pushing the things and she's going to be a worker, she can buy a house and take all the principal out plus $10,000 of the earning tax-free because it'll be 5 years at that point. And that's a great way for a first-time home purchase as well. So, yes, do a Roth IRA. And the fact that she's not going to need this money in the next 10 years or more, I'd use growth mutual funds or growth ETFs for that. I'd let it sit and let it grow.
I don't know about buying a house out here in California, Silicon Valley, but that would be a good start.
Well, yeah.
That's true.
It'd be a condo, but...
it'd be a garage.
It'd be a garage.
A garage might... Yeah, but 10 years, she's put away $55,000 plus earnings. You know, that's
is that even 10% of a condo?
She can get one of those 3% down loans.
Well, I have a couple rental houses that I anticipate her renting one of them from me when she gets old enough.
Okay. Well, she's got a place to stay while she continues to save for her first-time home purchase.
I try to do anything not to give the government my money.
Yeah, well, this is now are you a corporation, an S-Corp?
Correct.
She's going to pay some Social Security tax as well.
Correct. Yeah, my tax guy is doing all that. She does pay some taxes for that.
Yeah, but it's not going to... $6,500, the reason they say that is because that's the amount of money they can make without paying any taxes. It'll be wiped out with her standard deduction, even though she won't be able to take herself as an exemption. You're doing that. She gets the standard deduction on the first $6,300.
Oh, perfect. So that's a good idea then. You like that?
Yeah, as long as she's doing the work, yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah, she does have to be doing the work, and I know she is, Keith, but they have to, you know...
Making the 8-year-old wash the trucks, gotta love it.
Yeah, well, I got 5 trucks, and every Friday she washes all the trucks, and she helps doing the mailing with all the invoices and everything also.
I love it.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
That works. All right, Keith, thank you.
But the Roth IRA is tailor-made for this one. I mean, this is perfect for the Roth IRA because she's young enough. She's in a zero tax bracket, so deductions mean nothing. Tax-free growth over the next however many years she wants to leave it sit there. Accessibility to the cash, heaven forbid we need to do that. This is a great idea. And because it's going to be there for a while, you know, 10 years plus, growth-oriented investments.
Man, I wish somebody had done that for me when I was like 8, 9, 10.
I was washing trucks and cars. The problem was I wasn't washing them for a business. I was washing them for my dad, and he didn't have a business to be able to pay me.
I was 10, and I started passing out advertisements for a carpet cleaning company.
I was doing the old proverbial lawn mowing, and then the paper route at 11. I had a paper route at 11.
You and me both. I didn't have it at 11. I was a little older, but if I had been able, you know, they didn't. Nobody told me then. Nobody said, well, you know, if you take a certain amount and you put it away, because I just, you know, I got my pay. I got paid in cash, and I said, great, I got some money.
And we spent it.
And I spent my money.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, $6,500. I mean, whoa.
Well, I remember first paper route. I made an astronomical amount of money.
I'll tell you how much I made.
It was about $50 a month.
Okay, mine was $60 a month.
Well, you're younger than me.
Well, yeah, exactly. But I remember, I still remember that. $60 for 1 month?
Wow.
I'm making
better than any allowance I was getting.
The allowance was like...
We didn't get much.
I think I got $5 a week, which seemed like a lot of money then. But I mean, honestly, for $60. But what I would have liked to have done, and I should have done, but I never did, was take some of that money and at least put it away. And not just put it away in a passbook savings account, which is my only other option if I didn't spend it.
Yeah, but they paid 5% back then.
They did pay 5% back then. But that's all that I had.
The local home fed?
Mine was Great Western, I think.
Yeah.
I can't.
Neither
remember.
One of them are still here.
No, they're not. they're not. But anyway, you know, to at least have been taught about some of this stuff. I think Keith's doing a great job. I'm sure he's helping his business too. Do that. But if somebody had told me way back when, here's what you got to do. You know what? Have a little spending money, but take some of this stuff and put it off to the side. And here's what it could be worth in 10 years.
I didn't. I put it off to the side for retirement or 10 years. Mm. I put it off the side because I had certain things I wanted to buy. I wanted to buy a motorcycle. I did that when I was 12. I wanted to buy a nice stereo. I had my room was decked out, but I couldn't buy it off of 50. I had to save for multiple months. So I learned how to save at that point for I put a goal in place, and I saved for that goal, and I got my goals.
Yeah, but it's easy to do, as I did. It's easy to do when it's something that you know in 6 months or 8 months or 10 months, you can actually count it down and you know how much it's going to cost.
But come on, the attention span of an 11-year-old, 12-year-old is about 6 seconds. To get them to save for 12 months is...
Well, it really is. I'll tell you one thing I was trying to save for, a CB radio. I wanted a CB radio.
Okay, rubber ducky.
So badly. I don't know what I would have done with it. I couldn't, you know.
My dad had those, so I didn't have to save for those.
Now, my grandfather had them, and I had my own handle and all that stuff. I mean, what a dumb thing to do. I think it was like $250.
Well, you just seen that movie Convoy, and you were just all riled up about it.
Well, I had the song, yes. Yeah, anyway. All right, 877-PLANNER, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. But just you know, to speak about the power of being able to save early. Uh-huh. You know, Keith's a daughter, if they do this $6,000 a year or $6,500 or whatever it is.
$5,500. It leaves her a few pennies left over for other things.
Right, but I mean, it doesn't all have to go into the Roth. She can invest that as well if she wants. But even at $5,500 a year inside the Roth, I mean, after 10 years, it's going to, who knows what it's going to be.
Right. And if she's doing this amount of work at 8, by the time she's 12, 14, 16, she'll be doing a lot more work. He can pay her more money. Her tax bracket is going to be a lot lower because earned income is not subject to the kiddie tax. Only investment income is subject to the kiddie tax. So she can earn another $8,000 or $9,000 mm-hmm. when it's a reasonable wage and only pay 10%, whereas if he throws it onto his income, it's probably 25 or higher.
Well, and that's the whole point. And it's a win-win for both of them.
And so he wants to pay her what's reasonable on the high side so that then when she has her extracurricular activities, whether it's sports or clubs or the prom, you know, once you get your car 16, the insurance, the gas, comes out of their pocket because you're funneling it over there and letting them pay with their cheap with their dollars. Get them used to budgeting. Get them used to have, you know, being able to deal with it.
877-PLANNER, our number. PLANNER, 877-752-6637. Some room on the phones for you. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum. A lot of stuff to talk about. Get on board. It is Bucket Strategy Investing. We're coming right back.
This is a special invitation for business owners or human resources managers representing companies of 50 or more employees. The retirement planning strategists at Lucia Capital Group will travel to your city and present a customized private retirement planning seminar for your employees. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes have spoken to thousands of individuals about planning for retirement and addressed their concerns about outliving their money, stock market volatility, managing taxes, company-sponsored retirement benefit plans, and more. Now they're available to speak to your organization. This is a convenient way for your employees to get their retirement questions answered and learn how a plan can be designed to integrate all of their retirement resources. Call Lucia Capital Group to schedule a private retirement planning meeting. Call 800-644-1150. That's 800-644-1150. Rick Plum and Terry Keyes are registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities LLC, a registered broker-dealer member SIPC. Lucia Securities is a wholly owned subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal.
Every investor has their own unique financial fingerprint, each with their own unique concerns.
Concern that I have is that I'm not going to have enough money for retirement.
At Lucia Capital Group, we hear your biggest concerns.
Taxes in retirement. Taxes are already biting us pretty good.
Retirement in today's economy can be overwhelming.
Most of my 401k is in a high-risk investment. I'm concerned about that.
If you're worried about outliving your money, the unpredictability of the stock market, or risks associated with inflation, call Lucia Capital Group for a complimentary plan review. Learn how the bucket strategy is designed to provide opportunities for diversification and investment options in a low interest rate environment. Schedule a consultation at no cost by calling 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150, or visit luciacap.com, luciacap.com.
Securities offered through Lucia Securities LLC, member FINRA SIPC, a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, an affiliate of Lucia Wealth Services. The strategy involves investment subject to risk.
It's National Make-A-Will Month at LegalZoom.com, so it's time to take care of your will or trust. LegalZoom makes it easy. They're not a law firm, so there's no office visits or paying expensive hourly rates. Instead, you could save over $100 with LegalZoom's will or trust estate plan bundles. And if you don't know whether a will or trust is right for you, don't worry. You'll work with an independent attorney available in 48 states to get advice on what you need. Do the right thing this month at LegalZoom.com. LegalZoom.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. Owning a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz can be that anxiety-free experience on every level. You know you're in one of the safest and most thoughtfully engineered vehicles on the road, and with an unlimited mileage warranty, you can drive as far as you want for up to 3 years, with roadside assistance included. Your sense of confidence and adventure are as unlimited as the warranty itself. Now you can drive the car of your dreams and realize that nothing is everything. And during the certified pre-owned sales event, now through August 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and 0.99% APR financing on select models available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties. APR offer available only to qualified customers. Call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for details about costs and terms.
It's fall flooring season. Get incredible deals on the latest trends at Lumber Liquidators' Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale. We've got 100 new flooring styles, new colors, new textures, even new waterproof floors. Choose from over 60 varieties of North American and European laminate from 39 cents a square foot. Pre-finished hardwood from $129. Get $1 off Bellawood pre-finished hardwood. Save on the hottest styles in vinyl plank, bamboo, and more. Plus special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you and get to the fall flooring kickoff sale today.
Saturday, not necessarily in the park, although maybe someday we'll do one there if the weather's good enough. It's the Fall Alternative Retirement Strategies Workshops presented by Lucia Capital Group, and a couple of Saturdays you need to be aware of. Folks, it's going to be Saturday, September 17th, the first one in San Diego, California. Come meet the Brain Trust in San Diego, Saturday, September 17th. Plenty of room for you to sign up. October 1st, Las Vegas, Nevada, and October 8th, Phoenix, Arizona. Those are the next three, San Diego, Las Vegas, and Phoenix. Learn all about alternative investment strategies, alternative investments, Professor Plum. Things besides stocks, bonds, and cash, things that you might want to consider to either maybe, I don't know about reduce the volatility. I suppose that you could look at it that
way.
That's
one of the goals. Create an income that may not be quite as interest rate sensitive as a bond or something of that nature. Different ways to try to achieve similar outcomes that we used to think we would got from stocks, bonds, cash.
Exactly. So San Diego, Las Vegas, and Phoenix. There will be other cities after that. You can check wealthed.com. In fact, that's where you sign up. That's where you go to get your name in there. It's all free. You meet the Brain Trust, learn all about this stuff for a couple of hours on a Saturday. Wealthed.com, wealthed.com. Love to see you there. Okay, moving along next to Ed in San Jose, California. Hello, Ed.
Good morning.
Hi there. How can we help you today?
Okay, according to check, I got laid off from post office in 2008, and after arbitration in 2011, they said I shouldn't have been fired or laid off, and the arbitration decided I should be getting back pay and everything, and I still haven't got it, but in case when they gave it to me, I want to know how I can save taxes. And how should I use pay without paying too much tax for if I get the back pay? And this has been a long time of waiting. So do you have any suggestions? Because I got unemployment for 2 years as well, around a year and a half. So my salary was around $49,000.
And so they're going to pay you quite a bit of back pay to make up for the years that you lost. And so it might be a fairly nice sizable number, right?
Well, they're going to deduct the unemployment from there.
Right.
Yeah, and regular taxes I'll have to pay and all that.
Right, so but instead of getting $49,000 a year, you may get $120,000 to make up for 3 years. And so that's a higher taxability than $40,000. And so the only way that I can even think of is to talk to the people that are helping you with this situation, the attorneys, and say, is there anything that's available for these types of issues to be able to go back and show it in the years? I don't know of any way to do this. I'm just hoping that there may be something for these types of distributions where if it had been paid over successive years, your tax bracket may have been 15%, but because you're going to get it all in one lump sum, your tax bracket may be significantly higher than that. And so I would talk to the people who do this on a regular basis if there's a way to maybe try to show it in the previous years. I don't know of anything. I've never heard of anything. I'm just hoping that there's something like that for you. But the people who are handling your case for you will know.
Okay.
Sorry, that's all I got for you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks, Ed. He's got between 2008 and 2011 back pay, or
well, at least that much, and maybe some more because he hasn't received it yet.
Now, when you're given, I mean, that's quite a bit,
right? If they're paying it, basically saying we're paying you for 2008, 9, 10, 11, 4 years, it could be almost $50,000 a year. Subtract out what he received in unemployment, the check could be well over $100,000 or more. And
sure,
because he was making $50,000 a year.
And then how does that mess you up for, you know, as far as your current tax situation? Does that put you into a huge tax bracket for that year?
But let's say we're a single individual and I make $50,000 a year, and with a couple of write-offs here and there, I'm just barely, almost all that income is either zero taxability or 10-15%. So my average tax bill in a normal year in that situation, maybe 8-10%. But if I get $120,000-$140,000 in 1 year, now only that first 40-50 is in that. The rest of it's at 25-28%, so it's a much higher taxability than it would have been if I'd received it over successive years.
Right. So there's a little unfairness there.
Fair.
Fair.
Luckily, he's getting his back pay.
That's the big thing.
Now,
of course, it's going to be taxed at a much higher rate than it otherwise would have been.
I don't know that there is any exceptions to this.
Yeah.
They may have said if you're receiving a settlement of back pay that should, they may have some kind of an averaging. I don't know. I'm just hoping.
Yeah, I'm hoping too. Some kind of an adjustment. Okay. 877-PLANNER, PLANNER. Don is up next in Mound, Minnesota. Hi, Don.
Hi, gentlemen. Question for Rick, please. Rick, you've helped me. I've got, I think I've told you we've talked about this, and I'm trying to help my two daughters. They're in their late 40s now. And I'm helping them with their Roth IRAs.
Okay.
Probably about $50,000 approximately in each one right now. And I'd like to consider at the time, I'm not a market timer, you've taught us not to do that, but at some point interest rates will take off, and right now the investing I'm doing is turning out conservative and okay for them. But at some time, I've had good results with fixed annuities. I don't want the variable, I don't want that. I'd like to look for a good timing for a 5 or 7 year plan to tie their money up. Can that go in a Roth IRA?
An annuity can go in a Roth IRA. I would not do it. Not for a 40-year-old.
Okay.
Explain why, Professor.
Right
Blunt,
now,
if you would.
I mean, unless interest rates skyrocket in the near future, which I don't think is going to happen, interest rates right now are 2-2.5% over a 5 year period of time.
Yes.
That's horrible. I mean, for a 40-ish, they can't really touch this money for another 20 years almost. With a 20-year time horizon, I'm going to take my chances, yes, and it's not guaranteed, with a growth investment. There's also other investments that you can use that would be, I think, better in this particular area that you tie up for 5 or 6 years and get more like a 5 or 6% rate of return than a 2% rate of return. I'm not using a fixed annuity for anybody in their 40s. It's just too young. Now, if they were 55, 60, and we were looking to start taking money out of the IRA in the next 5 to 10 years, okay, now we're in the game. You know, but we're so far from getting to a tax-free distribution from that account. Other than the principal, we can't take that. We don't want to take that. We want to leave it alone. We want to let that grow. It's a retirement account. I'm not putting a guaranteed account there yet.
That makes a lot of sense to me. I think I had tried to say this in the beginning, and maybe that's a form of what you're talking about here, Rick. I'm saying when I see interest rates like the ones I've had in MetLife myself and others where they get to 5-6% and a few years have gone by, maybe that would be a good time was my statement. But you're still saying that...
I'd still want them to be in their mid-50s-ish, depending upon when they're going to look to retire. It does. If we go back to 10 and 12% interest rates, sure. I don't see it happening anytime soon. But if we get that, I'm locking in as long as I can go on those. But if we even if interest rates were 4 and 5% right now, I would not use a fixed annuity for a 40-year-old.
Okay, gotcha. That makes sense to me. What you've said, I think
there are other options though that you could potentially use that may not have the total variability of the stock market, but won't have the total return potential of the stock market. But someplace between the 2-ish. And the 8 or 9% that you would get on the market, 2% on the fixed side, somewhere in the middle that you may want to look at. But I still think they may be too young for that, too, as well.
All right. Thank you very much for the input. I appreciate it.
Okay, Don. Sense.
All right, Don, thank you for the call.
40 years old, I'm still going for growth.
Well, because, see, here's what happens. I mean, you can't access the money. If you're 40, you can't access it for 19-plus years.
It is a Roth IRA, so I could access it.
Well, you don't want to. But here's the problem, too. As you said, interest rates,
he was talking about once they go back up, if they were to go back up into the 5% range.
You're still 7-8 years away.
Of course,
from
by the time they go back to the 5% range, his daughters may be in their 50s.
Well, that's true. Well, they will be because they're in their late 40s right now.
I didn't hear late. I just heard 40s.
Yeah, he said, I think he said they're in their late 40s.
Okay.
So, you know, at that point.
Okay. We're still 10, 15 years from using this money. Maybe 5, 6, 7 years from now, these become more attractive because of the use of the money, the goal for the money. But right now, especially if they're ongoing funding it, mm-hmm. I'd still go for growth.
Annuities,
and it's not because I don't like annuities.
No, but
I just like them for the right area.
Right. So what's wrong? Somebody, I've heard we've had this question before. What's wrong with an annuity for, say, a 40-year-old?
Well, because an annuity by itself, and just personal money, mm-hmm. I can't touch till I'm 59 and a half anyway. Mm-hmm. So that one, I can't, because anything that comes out of an annuity, for my own personal non-qualified annuity, the money coming out first is earnings. Mm-hmm. And since I can't touch it for better than 10 years, why do I want to earn 2%? If I can't touch it for 10 years, I want to earn something better than 2%. At least have the ability to earn significantly more than 2%, being 6, 7, 8, 10% maybe. Who knows? That's the unknown. If I've got somebody who knows themselves and knows they would sell out in a heartbeat if they see a minus number on their return,
then maybe. The
but even at that, I'd try to find something else.
Yeah. All right. There are other options. Okay, we got some lines open finally for you. 877-PLANNER, our number, PLANNER, 877-752-6637. We have not really gotten into the whole beneficiary IRA discussion. We'll try to get to that. Some more of your emails as well. If you want to email us, you go to our website, wealthed.com. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum from Lucia Capital Group, coming right back with more right after this.
At Lucia Capital Group, we believe there are three critical steps that should precede making any investment decision: education, advice, and planning. Education: learn about available options and expand your understanding of investment products. Advice: get guidance from experienced financial planning professionals who you feel understand your specific needs. Planning: choose a strategy that consistently supports your investment decisions. Where can you go for financial guidance? Lucia Capital Group invites you to build your wealth education at WealthEd.com. WealthEd.com features live and on-demand video programming featuring Lucia Capital Group advisors who will help educate you about investing, give guidance based on years of experience in the financial services industry, and help you build a strategic plan that integrates your investments. WealthEd.com, the site dedicated to wealth education. WealthEd.com. Securities offered through Lucia Securities, LLC, member SIPC, and a subsidiary of Lucia Capital Group, a registered investment advisor. All investments are subject to risk, including loss of principal. Social Security rules that may affect your benefits are changing in 2016. Do you know how you'll be impacted?
My question has to do with Social Security and...
The Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015 changed the way some couples will file for Social Security benefits.
Are we each allowed to take a spousal benefit on the other?
The rules that previously allowed a spouse to claim a partner's benefit while allowing their own benefit to grow have changed. If you were born after January 2nd, 1954, you may have questions about the laws affecting restricted claims on spousal benefits. Call the Social Security hotline, 800-838-0483. Find out if you'll be affected and if there's action you need to take. Call the free Social Security hotline, a resource for updates on changing rules and regulations. Call 800-838-0483, 800-838-0483. The Social Security hotline is not endorsed by or a service of the Social Security Administration or any government agency. Lucia Capital Group is not affiliated with the Social Security Administration.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. I need some more school supplies for my son.
Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day.
Great. He needs lots of mechanical pencils.
Your son a big writer?
No, a big loser.
What?
He loses pencils, backpacks, everything.
There's gotta be another word we can use.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like 12 packs of mechanical pencils for just 75 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
Officially ending your week right here. Johnny Dean, Professor Rick Plum, 877-PLANNER, our number. Here, talking to you about your money. We got another hour just ahead, as a matter of fact. So if you've got a money question, you can call us now, or you can also give us a call next hour. Just sit back and enjoy some of the best in money information. Emails, you get those to us here at wealthed.com, our website, wealth, W-E-A-L-T-H, wealthed.com. Want to do an email or two here, by the way. Speaking of emails, before we get to the top of the hour, Thomas in Las Vegas, I have a long-term insurance plan. I've heard that one can pay for this yearly payment directly from my IRA required minimum distribution and not have to pay taxes on that portion of my RMD that year. Is that true, and how does it work or get set up? If paying my long-term care with money outside my required minimum distribution, is it tax deductible? Love the show. Great information. So let's talk about what he's talking about here.
He's talking about something that doesn't work. Yes, you can make the premium with the required minimum distribution. So I've got, you know, $200,000 in an IRA. My required minimum distribution is $8,000, $9,000, $10,000, depending on my age. I can take that money and put it in my bank account, then write a check to my insurance company for my life insurance or my long-term care insurance or a linked benefit program that covers both. But it's not deductible. And so I am paying taxes on the required minimum distribution. Putting money into the IRA or putting money from the IRA into a life insurance policy is a distribution, a taxable distribution. Not exceptions, no exceptions. Now, there is an exception if you're under 59.5 from the penalty if you're paying for health insurance, but not the other side. Now, long-term care premiums may be deductible, and how much is deductible is based on your age, and it's based on whether or not you itemize your deductions. So if you're itemizing your deductions, the amount that you pay up to certain limits for long-term care insurance can be an itemized deduction. So you would be getting a deduction at least on that portion of the premium. But that has nothing to do with the fact that the money came from an IRA. That there is no correlation between those two issues.
All right. Thomas, thank you for that email. Reese in Las Vegas, Nevada. How much of my retirement account can I convert to a Roth IRA? I'm retired, and I just found out I can convert some of the money in my retirement account to a Roth to avoid required minimum distributions. I know I can do this when I reach 70.5 years old. How do I calculate how much I can convert without being killed by taxes? I have $150,000 in a regular deductible IRA and another $190,000 in my 401k.
So you've got about $340,000 in tax-deferred accounts. Now, the 401k is a little bit more cumbersome to do the conversions with if you're going to stay within the 401k world, if you're still working. I don't know if you're still working. Because if you do a conversion from a traditional 401k to a Roth 401k within the plan, you can never undo it. So that's why I would probably focus on the IRAs. Now, the question is, are you working or are you already retired? And how much can you convert? Well, we'd want to look and see if you are currently retired. What is your tax bracket right now? Where is your taxability coming from? Is it coming from pensions? Is it coming from your IRA distribution? Is it coming from Social Security and other incomes? So we want to look and see what you're paying in taxes. And what are you paying in taxes now versus what you're going to pay in taxes when you ultimately retire? If you figure you've got about $400,000, then a good number for looking at required minimum distributions, depending upon age, is between $16,000 and $20,000 going forward. So what would that taxation be when you're 70 and a half and older compared to what you're paying on it now if you would do the conversion? And if you can do the conversion for less than what it's going to cost you in the future, now's a great time to do conversions. Or when you retire, it may be a good time to do conversions. Or when you retire and you're not taking Social Security because you're living off personal. A lot of moving parts in this issue. But the first thing to understand is, what is your tax bracket today? Not your average, not your effective tax bracket, not what's at the bottom of the page that says you're paying 9% average tax on your income. What is the tax on the next dollar? Because that's where the conversion is going to come in.
That's what's known as your marginal tax bracket.
And I think we're going to be talking about that next week, is it?
I believe we are sometime next week. Yeah, yeah. It might even be Monday. I don't know.
Yeah, it sounds like a really good topic to know the difference between, yes, it's important to know how much I paid on an average basis, but it's also important to know
next dollar is going to cost you.
What is that next dollar of income going to cost me in taxes? And contrary to some people's beliefs that a bonus is going to put them into a higher bracket and take away more in taxes than the bonus is worth, it doesn't work that way. But you do need to know what that last dollar is costing you, especially if you're talking about converting capital from an IRA to a Roth IRA. So let's see where you are on the taxability today and where you might be when you ultimately retire, and make a determination of if, A, it makes any sense to do a required minimum distribution, and B, how much. So that's where we're going
to
look at.
If it makes sense to do a required minimum distribution?
Sorry, a Roth conversion.
Oh, okay.
Thank you for catching that. Yes, we must do the required.
I'm sorry. It doesn't make any sense. I would do a required minimum distribution, but
it doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make sense in my life right now, so I'm going to just leave that alone.
Well, right now it doesn't make sense for me because I'm not 70 and a half, but when I get to 70 and a half, it's going to make 50% sense, because that's the penalty for not doing it.
That is the penalty for not doing it. It's 50% of what you should have taken out, by the way.
So I did misspeak. I thank you for catching that.
No, that's okay.
The Roth conversion is a voluntary thing. So how much can we do in Roth conversions? Well, let's figure out. Now, if you had $2 million in IRAs, we'd probably be more inclined to do conversions. Although if you have that much in IRAs, you probably have a lot higher income right now, too.
Yeah, so again, does it come down to tax brackets?
It does to me, in many respects.
First and foremost?
Yeah, kind of. And it might not be my tax bracket that I'm looking at, because maybe my bracket is going to be X in retirement, but I really don't need the money. That's why I'm worried about the required minimum distribution. But my kids are either in a much higher or lower tax bracket, or expected to be in a much higher or lower tax bracket at such time as they inherit this money. And so I may do it for them. Or I may not do it.
Where if you're in a lower tax bracket than they would be, you would get it. You would take it out of the IRA
and do it to Roth,
and convert it to a Roth. That way, they're not going to have to worry about the taxes on it.
But if I'm in the 15% bracket when I'm retired, and my kids, you know, inherit it when in their working years, when they're hopefully in the higher than 25% bracket, I pray they're in the 39.6 bracket. I'd rather leave them a Roth than a traditional. But if it's the other way around and it's costing me 33% to convert it, but they're in the 15% bracket for whatever reason, it's not very, very beneficial for me to do the conversion.
No, you just got to run the numbers. You got to decide which tax bracket is better. And generally, in my opinion, less taxes, lower taxes is better. Just a thought. Okay, we've got another hour coming up, so stick around for more. If you need the Brain Trust off the air, you can talk to Professor Plum, any of the Lucia Capital Group advisors, the Brain Trust all across the country, 800-644-1150, 800-644-1150. Get your bucket strategy squared away. Get your money questions answered. Another hour just ahead. Stick around, more Bucket Strategy Investing.
Information presented should not be considered specific tax, legal, or investment advice. You should always seek counsel of the appropriate advisor prior to making any investment decision. All investments are subject to risk, including the loss of principal. There is no guarantee that any investing or financial planning strategy will be profitable, provide protection from loss, or meet its stated objectives. Investment advisor representatives of Lucia Capital Group are also registered representatives of and offer securities through Lucia Securities, LLC, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. John Dean is an associated person with Lucia Securities, LLC. In the information presented, the opinions and views expressed are subject to change without notice and may not come to pass. Registration with the SEC does not imply a certain level of skill or training.